Previously on Left Behind.
Now, I don't want to get my hopes up here, but it's possible something wild happened at Petra.
So you heard anything from Petra?
We got them, sir. Smoke them all. There'll be nothing left to bury.
He hasn't moved from that position.
Still alive, though?
Breathing, yes.
Look into my eyes, George. You have 10 seconds to tell me where the Judahite safe house is.
You're going to make these people beg you to take Sebastian off their hands.
Basically.
This I gotta see.
Sit down, Miss Irene, please.
I really...
Please. I insist.
Based on The Remnant, the 10th book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 111 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Excuse me, sir, but we understand zero information has been extracted from the rebel operative.
That's just a matter of time. He is highly trained military, and we have been patient to this point.
Might I suggest that if your staff were at the level you say they are, Commander Johnson wouldn't have had to come all this way?
Perhaps. But I am happy with what they have accomplished thus far and plan to recommend
them... Do whatever you like, sir. Just send me back to my boss with what he needs to make contact.
Are you not aware of what happened today? This prisoner became immediately less valuable with the success of the attack.
We've been traveling, but I understood the results of that are not conclusive. We heard the broadcast was interrupted.
There were a few technical difficulties, but it's safe to say millions of traitors are dead, including their leadership.
But we still don't know the location of their headquarters, or how much of the leadership might be left. Hence our interest in the prisoner.
We have them narrowed to the Carpathian states. Even the rebel would not refute that.
Let me get this straight, sir. Are you refusing a senior commander access to your prisoner?
No, I'm...
Because if you are, I'll be the first to catch an earful. But you'll be right behind me. I'm already late. That's my problem. Showing up empty-handed, that problem's all yours.
Everything you need is in this file.
A folder? I don't want a folder. I want directions to the prisoner.
That's what this is. Now here.
And your people expect us?
Of course.
All right, let's have it. Good day, Commander.
Good day, Miss Irene.
Wow. Buck, that wife of yours is amazing. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, I think I am.
I don't think he is, Kenny. Do you? Do you think he is? How about you, kiddo? Do you know how keen that mommy of yours is?
Mama.
Your mama is a genius. She is...
Mama?
Thanks, Leah.
Sorry. But I'm serious. You should see the information she pulled together. Look at this. She shows how many 1,000-ton or larger ocean-going vessels there were in the world before the seas turned to blood.
You don't say.
I do say. Can you guess?
I don't know. Thousands, I suppose.
More than 30,000.
Ships that big? That sounds high.
Not according to this.
Well, what happens to all those ships?
Ruined. Dead in the water. Well, dead in the blood, anyway.
And if God lifts the judgment, then the blood turns back to salt water. Then what?
No idea. I can't imagine what it would take to clean an entire ship's hull covered with blood.
And think about the dead fish.
Oh.
Who could stand the smell? I had a number of reports that people who live on the coast are moving in. If nothing changes, the smell will only get worse, and the disease. Here, Kenny, go on. You go play now, okay?
Okay, bye, Daddy.
All right, bye, bud.
He's a cute little monster.
Takes after his mother.
Nice. So, what happens to countries that rely on shipping for their economy?
Well, I did a piece a few years back on the dependence Panama had in its shipping industry. They have ships all over the world, deadlocked, crew stranded. This is going to pretty much kill off that country.
Panama. All right, according to this, Panama is the only country with more ships than Greece. It's got to bankrupt them.
Hmm. Greece. It's late afternoon there. If everything is on schedule, they ought to be laying low, ready to move in as soon as it gets dark.
What time is it?
Let's see, almost 9. Why?
I'm expecting a call or an email about something.
About what?
Chloe told me about a businessman who wanted to help. He's got some cheap housing modules and plans to ship them to Petra.
Yeah?
Yeah. Wealthy guy, made a killing in low-cost housing, and then became a believer. He's really into the timing. Totally buys into Sion's charts and graphs.
And you don't?
Sure. Sion told me today was yesterday, I'd believe it.
What?
I miss him, Buck.
We all do, Leah.
Not like I do.
Yeah, I know.
What?
I know.
You do?
Of course. Just thinking about him makes you forget what you're talking about.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah? Prove it.
We were, talking about ships, Panama, and Greece.
Actually, we had moved on to modular housing.
Oh, yeah, I guess we had.
So, who is this guy, and why do we need to hear from him?
I'm not sure. He's from here in Illinois, something Grove. Says he'd like us to help him figure out a way to get his inventory to Petra. The people there can evidently build the houses themselves in no time. You think he survived, don't you, Buck?
Who?
Sion.
Oh, we're talking about him again.
Sir, I have Dr. Conchita on line 3, and the pilot you asked to see is waiting in the lounge.
Show the pilot into the conference room. I'll take the call and be right in.
Yes, sir.
Connie, how's the new Surgeon General of the global community?
Humbled, sir. Thank you.
I'm proud of you. Now, I need to ask you a favor.
Oh, name it, Director.
2 heavy doses of sedative. The quick-acting stuff. Have it delivered to my conference room as soon as possible.
I can do that.
And bring gurneys from the morgue.
The morgue?
I want them cremated.
I see. You're asking for lethal doses?
No. No. I just want them out before they leave here. Under sheets. The cremation will do the rest, will it not?
Kill them? Of course it will. You're asking that we execute 2 people by cremation?
Doctor, this request is coming from the top.
I understand, sir.
Director?
Sit. Good effort out there today.
Thank you, sir. Perfect execution. It felt good.
Felt good? You're unaware, then, that your mission failed?
Sir?
That the outcome was negative?
I don't follow, Director. Both incendiaries were bullseyes, and the entire area was consumed as ordered. When I turned for home, the Lance was already inbound from Amman.
You seriously don't know that you missed your target?
Sir, if the target was the given coordinates, we did not miss.
There were no casualties, young man.
Impossible. I saw people there before we launched, and there was nothing but fire for several minutes before I left the area.
The effort was there, as I said. Unfortunately, human error resulted in utter failure.
I'm at a loss.
You will be demoted, and the party line is that you don't know how such a significant oversight could have occurred.
Begging your pardon, sir, but I am not convinced it occurred.
You will soon be shown reconnaissance photos that show no loss of life in Petra.
You've seen these personally?
I have.
And you have no doubt as to their veracity?
None.
If there is one survivor on that mountain, it's a miracle. We did just what we were told, and I'm not ready to take the heat if they were able to defend against it.
The thing is, you already have. You'll be demoted, reassigned, and you've been instructed how to respond to questions.
I can't make up stories, sir.
Chain of command, soldier! I see the chew on your hand and the image of our leader. You're a loyal citizen and soldier.
So you're saying the potentate wants me to be the fall guy? That's how my loyalty plays itself out here?
His Excellency is most disappointed in you, son.
I'm sorry, Director. I'm not doing it.
Excuse me?
I simply won't play along. If you have evidence that these people survived, then let's call it what it is. If they're still alive, the method of attack must be changed. The execution of the attack, on the other hand, was flawless, and I'm standing by it.
You realize you leave me no choice.
How's that, sir?
We cannot have personnel shirk responsibility for their errors.
Once again, sir, no error.
The other gentleman you asked to see is waiting, sir.
Send him in.
T- Tell him, Yuri. Tell him we were right on the numbers.
What?
He's saying we missed our target.
What?
Gentlemen, if you'll excuse me, I'll be back momentarily.
Certainly, sir.
Turn on the intercom, please.
Yes, sir.
That's what I was saying. He's right. He's not right. I saw what I saw, and I'll never say... Listen, you and I both know we launched dead on, but I held the coordinates after you 180. You heard my transmission. There were survivors. Two blues and a lamp. They lived through it.
Impossible.
Yeah, impossible, but true.
Some kind of miracle.
Obviously.
So what's the point of sitting on it? We have a formidable enemy, and unless we admit that, we'll never put together the op to defeat them.
I agree. You heard me try to say it.
They took you off the air. Now they want to make us the scapegoats and deny the whole thing.
Not me. Me neither. We gotta stick together on this.
I've asked security to join us.
Yes, sir. There are four gentlemen waiting in the lounge.
Very good.
And the Surgeon General's office sent these for you.
Very good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And apparently, the other elements of your request are in the shipping elevator.
Excellent. Now, if you do me a favor, I'd like you to take an early lunch.
I had planned on working through today, sir.
I see. Thank you. Certainly commendable, but in the interest of all parties involved, I would recommend a short break.
I understand. As you wish, Director.
So the GC's gonna save face with Petra by pinning it on the pilot, huh?
That's what it looks like. I can pull up the recording from the conference room
No, we got other things to square away. How's the supply line coming?
I'm supposed to be coordinating flights and convoys to the neediest areas for the GC.
Mm-hmm.
Trouble is, my transmissions seem to be affected by data spikes in the routers.
You don't say.
Some of these shipments wind up headed to the wrong place, and a lot of them are just plain missing.
Probably those pesky Judahites.
And speaking of missing,
What's wrong?
My sister. Ming left a note saying she was going to try and get to my parents in China.
Isn't she listed as AWOL?
She's trying to pass herself off as a guy.
A guy? Wow, Zeke must have had a sale.
Found out she caught a ride on a commercial cargo plane bound for Pawleys Island, South Carolina.
Okay, hang on. Back up a second. Do you even know where your parents are or if they're okay?
No idea. I gave them contact information on an underground church in their province, but I never heard if they made the connection.
So how's Ming gonna find them if you can't?
That's a good question. Hang on. I'm pulling up an email. Okay, I have confirmation that Peacekeeper Chang Chao from Sector 30 left with pilot Lionel Whalum, Long Grove, Illinois. Flight plan nonstop to Pawleys Island, final destination San Diego.
So she hops a flight to China from the West Coast.
Here's a note. Whalum did not bear the mark of loyalty, but Peacekeeper Chow confirmed that he would oversee application upon arrival in South Carolina.
So who's this Whalum guy?
I don't have anything on him in the co-op database. I'll check the GC side. Lionel Whalum of Long Grove, Illinois. He and his wife and three kids have moved from Chicago to the suburbs when his business became successful, won a bunch of civic and business awards. His loyalty to the global community was listed as unknown, but not suspicious.
And you can change that, right?
Done. Lionel Whalum is now as loyal as they come.
Good, that might buy him some headroom.
Hang on, I got an alert scrolling across. Attention all GC personnel, we are sad to inform you of the unfortunate loss of both pilots involved in today's attack on rebel forces. Due to pilot error, their payloads missed the target by more than a mile, allowing the insurgents to launch missiles that destroyed both planes. The global community expresses its sympathy to the families of these heroes and martyrs. Wow. Spin control working overtime.
So we're guessing these guys got terminated. Any way to confirm that?
Checking. Let me pull up later audio from the conference room.
And go to the media if we have to.
You know Carpathia will never let this information out on his...
Now then. Director, we have something we'd like to say.
Certainly. But before you do...
Hang on. What's going on here?
I've asked that you be given a small injection to calm your nerves.
Stay away from me.
No, you can't do this.
Hold them down.
Need to hear more?
Nope, that'll about cover it.
I better let you get rolling. As soon as I hang up, I'll contact the Ptolemy Airport and have them refuel the Rooster Tail.
Right, and double check that Senior Commander Johnson still has clearance to fly into New Babylon.
Got it.
One other thing, the Stavros girl, Georgiana, is there any chance she's alive somewhere?
I haven't seen anything about it here. Why don't you ask Stefanich?
Yeah, believe me, It'll come up.
How much farther, sir?
Why? You got a date?
He keeps... Get back over there! He keeps falling over on me.
Maybe he likes you.
He's drooling on me.
Prop him up with your foot or something.
I'll hit him with my foot.
Quiet.
What is it?
Someone standing just off the road.
He looks like Socrates.
What is he doing? Socrates, come here.
He's not here yet.
Of course he's not here yet, because if he was, and you were wandering around out here, I'd have to shoot you.
What?
Are you finished with the car?
It's hidden, sir.
Give me the keys.
Why? What if I need it?
Need it? You gonna drive into town? Just give me the keys.
Here?
It's almost dark. Now get back inside and wait like you're supposed to. You have no reason to be out here.
But it's dangerous sitting in there. No way to tell who's coming from where.
So use that. Remember, the more on edge you are, the more this Johnson fellow is gonna buy the story.
Okay, I can do it, sir.
It has to look like you tried everything before you crumbled.
Yes, sir.
Something is not right with this Commander Johnson, and I intend to find out what it is.
I'll go wait inside, sir.
Good. You see, Mr. Sebastian, even if you don't talk, you're performing a very valuable service.
Okay, here's what I've just learned. Chang has a trace on Ming, and it looks like she's on her way to San Diego, then to China. Problem is, he doesn't know where their parents are, and if he doesn't know, there's no way she can, as far as we know.
How did she get to San Diego?
Well, the long way. Private pilot out of Long Grove gave a ride to South Carolina, and then
Hold on. Long Grove?
Well, yeah. Then she went... What?
Was the pilot out of Long Grove Whalum? Lionel Whalum?
I have no idea. The point is...
No, the
she's
point
now...
is, if it is him, he's the guy who wants to ship the housing module to Petra.
Okay, I don't get it.
She might be headed to Petra.
Leah, security is way too tight, and what would that buy her?
I don't know. China? The opposite direction?
Well, maybe she caught a ride to the East Coast, after which this guy is going on to Petra, and Ming is heading west.
So Ming hotwired a co-op contact for her personal use.
I'm not sure I see the problem here.
The problem is we haven't even checked this Whalum guy out yet. We don't know if he's legit. I saw Ming reading through all the records, but I thought she was just helping out.
Leah, weren't you the one who said Ming was an adult and free to do what she wants?
Well, yeah.
And we've heard numerous accounts of her being able to hold her ground amongst the worst elements of the prison system.
Yeah, I just wish we knew a little more about Lionel Whalum.
How far away do you think we are?
Well, I can trust this map, only a few kilometers. Ptolemy is here, and the cabin or wherever they're holding George should be right in this area. And we're about here in the woods.
Anything new from the file?
Well, yeah, they list the people who pulled off the ambush. And this Elena is the one they used as the lookalike for the Stavros girl.
Georgiana.
Yeah, right. Last initial A. Huh, she's the only one using her actual name. I guess they don't feel a need to protect her. We'll keep that in mind. The others are a handful of no-account locals. Looks like they tried to get out of peacekeeping duty, but wound up on this vigilante squad. Creative with the names they're using. Aristotle, Socrates, and Plato, the big guy. He's the one they used to supposedly pass for George. Brought him in just for this. Guy's heavy, but he's under 6'2". Sebastian would be insulted.
Looks like somebody didn't cooperate with the original ambush plan.
Yeah. My money's on Miklos. I don't know anything about the boy or the old guy, Kronos, but, somebody sure smelled a rat. They were supposed to pick up the girl 8 kilometers north of the airport, then have Plato, pretending to be Sebastian, show up just down the road.
Wasn't Sebastian expecting to hook up with them closer to the airport?
Well, they must have wanted to be sure the deal was done before he came looking. I think they originally wanted to take them all in, including George, and then threaten to kill the others if George didn't talk. Then, even if he did talk, my guess would be they were going to execute them all anyway.
Hey, did we know this?
What's that?
All 3 shootings were done by the girl.
Huh. Interesting. Maybe she sensed she had to protect herself.
I guess we can't overlook her as a real threat.
Hmm. You know, we have to be prepared to do whatever's necessary once we get inside. You both understand that.
I don't have a problem with it. I'll do whatever we need to do to get George out. And Georgiana.
Hmm. Yeah, if she's alive.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody ready?
Let's go. Yep.
Time to make the call.
This is Nelson Stefanich, and the only reason I'm answering a call from a hidden number is because of a current operation.
Well, Nelly Digaditch Stefanich, how in the world are you, my friend? Sorry I missed you today. Howie Johnson here.
Yes, sir. Commander, have we met?
No, I can't say as we have, but I hear such good things about you. I feel like I know you. Know what I mean?
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate the info you passed along to my aide today.
No problem.
Listen, we're about ready to roll here, and I just wanted to give you a heads up so your people will know we're on our way. I'm assuming your phone is secure.
Of course, Commander.
Good, good. Now, I don't want them getting spooked, shooting at us by mistake. We'll be approaching on foot, and when we're within range, I'll give you two loud whistles. Have your people respond with one, and we'll know it's safe to come on ahead.
Got it. You whistle twice, they whistle once.
And they do understand that as soon as I'm on the scene, I am the ranking officer?
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely.
That's great. Now, listen, Nelson, I've been meaning to ask about the original target. A female teenager, Stavros, I believe, escaped from the pen there. What's her current situation?
Well, you know, she was the source of much of what we know about the Judahite underground here, sir.
Thereby making her a valuable commodity.
Yes, sir, she was.
Now, I assume from your use of the word was that she won't be answering any further questions?
Affirmative. Deceased. She refused the mark, even after providing a lot of information.
She got the blade?
Actually, no, sir.
That would be protocol.
Under normal circumstances, yes.
And the difference here was?
She gave us false information.
Such as?
We never did get a straight answer on the location of the underground locally.
Wouldn't give it up, huh?
No, sir. After the third wild goose chase, she was then...
executed.
Yes, sir.
But not with the blade.
Firing squad, sir.
Let me see if I understand this, Nelson. You used a squad to shoot a teenage girl?
Squad is a euphemism, of course. As you know, anyone past a certain level is authorized to attack enemy personnel with extreme prejudice.
Shoot them dead.
Exactly. Yes, sir, I did.
Well, now that showed remarkable fortitude there, Nelson.
Thank you.
I know you did it on behalf of and with the deep gratitude of the global community, starting right at the top.
Thank you very much.
Oh, now, don't thank me. See, the fact is, I wish I could personally reward you for that act.
Merely doing my duty, sir.
Pay you back for that service to the cause.
Well, I don't know what to say.
All right. Nearly time's wasting here. Why don't you all inform the Greek philosophers and their lady friend that we'll drop by to see him in a bit here?
Will do. Sir, we're hoping you can help with a little matter.
What's that, Commander?
Well, I may have read something into it, but I got the impression from your aide that you might want to express some impatience with the crew because the prisoner has not yet been forthcoming.
Mm-hmm.
We, on the other hand, we're hoping to honor them for what they've accomplished.
I see. Well, now, Commander, I wouldn't worry about that. I think it's fair to say that we want to be very, proactive in our response to their actions.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book The Remnant by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Adapted for radio by Chris Fabry. Music by Steve Wick. Sound design by Glenn West. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.